Persecution is a heavy topic, I get it. But you might want to stick around to hear an interesting take on it and how gender plays a role. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll also get a story today that brought creativity, vision, and sound together in one fell swoop. But first, around the world, women may actually suffer worse persecution than men. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says Sharia law views women as property.
Extreme Hinduism sees any form of Christianity as a threat. And then, again, women are often in those societies seen as a second-class citizen. And so mixing both of those things, women are especially mistreated by those groups.
So the men are eliminated, but the women, they're the lowest of the low, persecuted because of gender and faith. Fuentes also says now, more than ever, they feel called to stay behind and to be the light of Christ in their countries.
We also find that in countries where there's the most persecution, often we're seeing the gospel spread the most rapidly. And so it's vital that we provide programs for however persecution is materializing to meet them where they're at and provide for them, whether it's job skills training, education, refugee care, just to equip the church to remain strong.
Where the women are staying behind to be the fingerprints of God, Jed Hammoud of Kids Alive International says he still remembers the day that hope came to him in 1957. He was a 5-year-old Bedouin shepherd in Lebanon being abused by the older shepherds. The chief of the tribe took him in. And then one day, strangers from the West came to visit.
The third utmost guests were missionaries, Kids Alive missionaries, who were running an orphanage in Lebanon. A couple of weeks later, after their visit, the chief took me to the orphanage, which was on the other side of the mountains in Lebanon.
Because Jed understood what it was to be homeless and unwanted, he has a lot to share with today's refugee kids.
What gives me most joy when I'm in the field is to talk to the kids. I want them to see I was hopeless at one time through the care of Kids Alive, through the ministry of Kids Alive. I was given hope.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The day Daryl Templeton spoke to a group of illiterate pastors, it hit him. They can't study the Bible by reading it because they have to hear it. Today he works with Megavoice, the creator of the first solar-powered audio Bible. They say that more than 4 million people around the world can only understand the gospel through spoken word.
That's the goal of Megavoice, is to be able to work and partner with the missionaries to be able to help them get God's word into the languages that the people can hear and understand and be able to engage with.
Megavoice has developed the Envoy E series of audio Bibles with upgraded features to better aid and equip missionaries on the field. To learn about these new models, head to our website. And maybe you'll feel called to join Megavoice in meeting this need.
The needs are just huge. There's millions of people that would love to have a Bible that they can hear and understand.
So in all of the major headlines that you've been seeing recently, Haiti's chaos has been virtually overlooked. There's a barely functioning government. There's flooding in the north and west of the island. Inflation is kicked in, and there's a doctor strike on. Hospitals are closed. For Haiti with Love is trying to be part of the solution through their feeding program and medical clinic because life still goes on. That they're helping often brings the question, why? Which allows their staff to share the hope and love of Christ with people and reminds them they're not forgotten. And have you thought about joining a mission trip this summer? Buckner International is calling young adults in their 20s and 30s to join a team to Bungoma, Kenya this August. Your team will conduct a 3-day faith and leadership conference for community leaders and small business owners, host a vacation Bible school for the kids, and complete some work projects. The application deadline is Sunday, May 1st, so you need to jump on this opportunity right away. You'll get the details and the links for the trip at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.